Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley here with Illini guy Brad Sturdy and Illini guy director of recruiting Kedrick Prince. We are just finished with the Fighting Illini defeating Quincy 87-52 in the exhibition game this season at the State Farm Center. Both Brad and Ked were there. Brad, why don't you give me a couple thoughts off the top of your head about what you saw tonight, and if you had any questions that you wanted answered when you walked into the State Farm Center?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing you can take away is the length and athleticism of the team. There, you know, all the things that we've talked about in the offseason, you see it on the court. You see them switching 1 through 5, especially with Coleman Hawkins is playing the 5. You see them, you know, fighting over the top screens, being a little more aggressive defensively, using some full court pressure. And you see them playing with some pace on offense and also having some, you know, struggling a little bit shooting from the perimeter. So it's nothing that shocked you. They missed some shots they normally make. And, you know, I think Coach Underwood, the press conference, said they're shooting 40% in practice from 3 in their when they chart it. So I think this is a little bit of an aberration. They're not going to shoot, you know, 18% every game. So I think it's just they're going to grow and get better. You get a lot of freshmen who got some valuable experience tonight. And so I thought it was good. I thought it was really good for Illinois to just get out on the court in front of a big crowd and kind of see what it's like.
Yeah, that was it on TV. That looked like a very big crowd. So it was kind of cool. I was uncertain if some of the people would show up, you know. You never know who's going to show up when they've got tickets for something like this, and look like a ton of people did. Now, Ked, when you were coming in, anything that you wanted answered or any thoughts off the top of your head as we start our discussion?
Yeah, I wanted to see, you know, all the things that Coach Underwood talked about to us, to see it, you know, actually play out the way it did. And he talked about them being athletic, and he talked about them, you know, being able to shoot the basketball and how they were going to pressure the ball. And I was really encouraged to see them switch on defense. And I thought that was pretty impressive, you know, because they are, you know, kind of, interchangeable. You know, I asked Coach Underwood in the press conference what he thought of Sky Clark, because a couple of the other media guys there I was talking to, I mean, you know, they know how good of a shooter he is. He didn't shoot it well tonight. You know, they talked about this kid being NBA ready because he has a big body, you know, and the shooting part of it, that doesn't concern me because I know how well they shot it against Kansas. And Coach did talk about them not being in the State Farm Center because there's been so many events going on, and Coleman Hawkins and Terrence Shannon both mentioned that as well. So encouraged with what I saw. It's going to take a while to get used to. I mean, I was really spoiled by Kofi, and, you know, I was just waiting to see one of those big dunks, and it didn't happen, but it's a new era for Illinois basketball.
Yeah, we'll have to give Terrence Shannon credit or Melendez for a couple of their big dunks. Brad, we had an Illini team here that only has 5 people returning from last year's team. One of those 5, Luke Goody, is going to be sidelined for a bit due to foot surgery, and the other 2, Connor, you know, Servin and Lieb, didn't play a ton last year, which means right now we've got 2 returning players. And of course, I guess maybe the number 23 ranking is a sign of respect from the voters for Brad Underwood and his coaching staff and all they've done the last 3 years in particular to turn around the program. What did you think about the way all these pieces that haven't played together before in a game-like situation, what did you think for their first time out, so to speak?
Yeah, no, I think it comes down to it was sloppy early. And so as they develop and learn how they fit in their roles, I think they'll get a lot better. I mean, early on, nobody knew, like, when to shoot. They passed up open shots. They didn't know when to drive. You just see they're kind of feeling their way through things and finding out, you know, how they fit. Now, they love to run up and down the floor. I mean, there's no question about that when they get out of transition. Didn't always make the best decisions, But man, they were excited about that. And then half court, not so much. So I think that, yeah, you're going to see that chemistry develop as time goes on offensively. Now, I think the chemistry can be quicker defensively early on. And I think that they'll get better defensively right away. I mean, now they have a lot of film to watch, and they had some film after the Kansas scrimmage. And so now they've learned, and they're learning as they go. And they got a lot of young guys and, you know, and not very many old guys. You know, you got the two transfers and then a couple sophomores and a junior. And really, that's it. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how they're able to put these pieces together on the offensive end and who emerges as that go-to guy, the guy with the ball in his hands, to make the right play or the winning play at the end of the game.
Ked, what did you think?
The one thing that I, you know, from the young guys, I was really encouraged with that. I think, you know, Brad's right. I think, you know, they like to run. I guess if there was one concern, concerning the fact that they played last week, you know, some of the mistakes that I was hoping that they would correct it. Like, for example, one of the things that kind of frustrated Coach Underwood was going below the ball screen. Teams with good shooting guards and wings, you can't do that. And it bit him in the butt a couple times, and he said that to them. The thing that I liked, you know, is that there was one time a kid didn't push the ball up the court. You know, I know Brad was sitting right, you know, at press row like I was, and he told one kid, you know, we're going to run. If you can't push the ball up the floor, I'll take you out every time. I'll put someone else in. They have to, you know, get the advantages. I guess the one guy – that I can't wait until he gets going, and I think he'll become a fan favorite as Matthew Mayer. He got the fast break, and he was going to dunk it. I don't know if he was excited or nervous, and he looked at the orange crush, and he apologized. I just think this team has a different look, and I think that it's something that Illinois fans aren't going to be – that they're not used to, because you've had Trent around for 6 years and DeMonte and Kofi, and it's kind of different, and I like seeing it. You know, Brad Sturdy did ask Chandler Shannon about his shooting. He's not concerned at all because he gets up at, we know, at 4:30 in the morning, shoot the basketball. So it's, I don't want the fans to panic on that. I just don't see a need for it because you can see that they're a good shooting team. And I think once they get out of transition and they get a feel, like Brad mentioned, they get a feel for each other, know where people are going to be at. There were a couple plays where they would throw the ball and was hoping a guy was going to be there. I thought a guy was going to be there, and then they weren't. You know, last year, Trent liked to be in the corner, and, you know, there was a couple of times RJ threw the ball to the middle of the baseline or to the short corner. So, but that's why you play the exhibition games.
Yeah, and I will tell you, like, watching Sky Clark, the 1 3-pointer he hit, that was smooth as butter from a form standpoint, and the release was quick. So you feel pretty good about things like that. Now, I'll give you a couple things, Brad. I was really kind of pleasantly surprised with Dane Danger. A couple things. One was his footwork. He was constantly getting himself in good positions. And then the second thing was, I didn't realize how big his hands were. At least they seemed like the basketball seemed to get lost in him a couple times. I don't know if was that just a TV thing, or did you notice that too?
No, I think that's exactly right. You know, Dane has massive mitts, and that's why he's able to do some things. Yeah. There was one, he had the rebound where he almost like pulled it down and then shot a layup off of it. It was a really odd looking play, but it was kind of showed off. He has some athleticism. I mean, he's very skilled around the rim with both hands, and he's got great footwork. There's no question about it. He can score in the low post. Now, the question becomes, like, but the problem with them right now is they have to figure out when they can have him on the floor, because the end of the game can't play him. I mean, because free throw, because it's fouling. It's Hackaday.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have Hackaday. It's dangerous to have him on the floor at the end. So I think that that's going to be where he has to make strides. He has to be able to make free throws. You know, we saw Kofi become a good, you know, a pretty solid free throw shooter. By the end of his career. So I think you'll see that from Dane as well, and he'll get better. Now, I don't know, though. I guess the one thing that I, you know, when I look at back, though, too, it's amazing how athletic these freshmen are too. How good they are. Like, I mean, these four freshmen are legit, guys. They are, you know, Ty Rogers, you saw it. Sincere Harris is the least regarded freshman of the group. But I can tell you right now that nobody from Quincy wanted to dribble the ball up the floor when he was guarding them.
That was clear.
They just wanted no part of him. You know, Jaden Epps, we know, can score. We saw that. And Sky Clark is like, he's such a – he almost appears like a veteran because he's so calm, he's so cool, he's so collected. Almost want him to be, like, more excited. I don't know. It sounds like a crazy thing. But he's just so kind of calm. He let the game come to him. I don't think he took a shot till there was, you know, like a couple minutes to go in the first half or something like that. So he just really let the game come to him, which is fine. And he's a point guard. He's running the team. But I also like it when he's scoring, too.
Yeah, there's a lot to like. Ked, what were your thoughts on what you saw from the freshman tonight?
Very, very encouraging. I saw the composure. I mean, like, Ty Rogers, here's what I thought. I mean, I know you asked me about the freshman, but when I looked at a couple guys. RJ Melendez is a freak athlete. Ty Rogers is a freak athlete. Terrence Shannon is a freak athlete. They have some guys that are just long and athletic, and the Quincy coach mentioned that. You know, he talked about how athletic they were and how they caused problems for people, and it was just nice to see them do that. But to answer your question about the freshman group, Brad's right. You know, Jaden Epps, you know, he got his tush chewed out a couple times, but he accepted the criticism. He, you know, he's strong. He can get to the basket. And I don't think they, you know, I know Coleman talked about in the postgame press conference that maybe they were nervous. I don't know about you, Brad, and the people that watched it, but I didn't see that. I just think, you know, they look composed to me, and they looked wise. And I asked Coach Underwood, and he mentioned, you know, that especially about Sky Clark. I think I've always said this. The non-conference games, games like makes money when they play Eastern, those are the games where you want them to make those mistakes. Take them out or leave them in, whatever your coaching style is, and put them back in so they can fix it. Because UCLA and Syracuse will be here before you know it. It's a really good freshman class, guys. And we knew that it was a top 25 class coming in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the other thing is I thought Sincere's defense was – somebody had mentioned that he looked like, Frazier out there with the number one. To me, he looked a little bit like Luther Head. Now, I don't want to try to put that pressure on him, but that was just the reminiscing that I had. I don't know if you guys saw that at all or not.
Oh, yeah, no question. I'll tell you what, he moves. Sometimes on offense and his jump shot being a little, like, inconsistent, reminds me of, like, he's got a combination of maybe Trent Frazier and Brandon Paul.
You know, yeah, that's a good one.
If Trent Frazier and Brandon Paul had a baby, he'd be Sincere Harris. But no, he's like,
wow.
You know, he's like six, you know, because he's so much, he looked like Trent. He was out there shooting in pregame. It's like, wait, I thought he left. I thought he's playing professionally. But then he's 6'4". He's not 6'1". So he's a bigger guy. He's really long. And, you know, he's a freak athletically. You know, he does some things that nobody else can do. So, yeah, I think he's going to be a good one. You know, there are going to be games when he struggles, though. You know what I mean? Where he does some things. I think, you know, you talk about jitters. I agree with Ken. When I say I don't know that it was jitters as much as excitement. And that got them in foul trouble. I think that's why, you know, Sincere fouled out, Ty got four fouls and sat a little bit because of foul trouble. It's because they were very excitable and they were trying to do so much. Whether you call it sped up, excited, I don't know what it is. I don't think it was like nervousness as much as it is. They had a lot of energy. You have to learn to tone it down. And, you know, we saw, you know, RJ even long on his free throws. Then you saw Ty long on his free throws the first half. Then you saw Paxton Warden, who never misses free throws, miss two free throws when he gets to the line because he's so excited, I think, you know. And then he makes the two, the next two when he goes in there. So, yeah, I think it was just guys, young guys, their first time in front of a crowd. And they were just, you know, I don't blame them. I mean, they're fired up, ready to go.
No, and to be honest with you, that kind of excitement is fun to watch as they as they're kind of learning how to control it and how to make sure that they use it and it doesn't use them, so to speak. So for me, it was an exciting thing to see as we went in there. Any thoughts you guys had on the play, since there's only two people who played a lot last year, but any thoughts? I'll start with you, Ked, on the play of Coleman Hawkins or RJ Melendez tonight, both of whom ended up with 15 points and played well.
I was happy for Coleman. I was, because there's a lot of pressure on that kid. I mean, that kid, you know, there's been so many things that's gone on with him. He's been around the longest. You know, everybody talked about his upside with his professional future and, you know, him shooting the ball better. His shot looked good to me. The one thing I've noticed, and, you know, I call myself a shot doctor, I even said something, you know, to the coaches last year. I thought Coleman Hawkins never shot the ball the same way the entire time. Never shot his free throws. And I don't remember what game it was last year, and I remember Chester saying something to him about that same thing. I think the older guys looked really, really good, but I'm just really happy for Coleman because he rebounded well. I think the officiating tonight, and this is not me criticizing, I don't have any complaints with them. I think they're trying to figure some things out too, and I think they were nitpicking on Coleman on a couple of his out-of-bounds plays because they're new and they're trying to figure out the game. And one guy that Brett Underwood mentioned, he told the guy, you know, which I put on Twitter, you know, you're not going to call this in a Big Ten because it's not going to work, especially when you go to East Lansing. So I was encouraged by the older guys. I mean, you know, I mean, because you don't want to take the dressing up side out of the way of the kids, because Coach Underwood was right. Michigan State and Wisconsin are very, very physical basketball teams. So I was impressed with that part of it. I'm glad to see RJ get minutes. And, you know, Brad knows this as well. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but Coach Underwood said he's been the best three-point shooter that they've had in the last few weeks in practice. So him, and I do think you could tell just a little bit, guys, that Luke Goody wasn't there because he's a good shooter. Maybe he would have had a bad night too. Maybe it was contagious. My one concern for one of the young pups is Sincere's shot. That is a concern for me, and Dane Danger's free throws, because they both should be on the floor, but in Big Ten play, you guys know, if Sincere can't score, he won't be guarded.
Yeah, we've seen that movie before. Brad, any thoughts that you had based on what Ked was talking about there?
Yeah, no, I think Coleman had a good game. I think Coleman does a lot of things. He's kind of he's the oldest veteran guy, but I thought he did a good job scoring, active on the glass. And that's what he has to do. It's very important that he rebounds if they're going to be successful. So I thought Coleman was good. You know, he made some plays that are questionable, obviously, but, you know, that's Coleman. I think you take the good with the bad sometimes. He tries to make the home run plays sometimes. Then you've got, you know, I thought RJ was really sound, really solid. He is shooting as well. Like Ked said, you know, Brad told us, you know, RJ's shooting like 50% from three in practice, somewhere around there. That's insane. I mean, that of course, maybe that means the defense isn't very good. But I will say this. I mean, I expect him to make shots. Like, when he misses open ones, I'm kind of surprised. He didn't miss them last year during games. I think you're going to see him shoot a lot better than he did tonight and have, you know, he still – was able to throw 15 points up.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, and I will say this, that throughout all of the winter, all of the fall, or summer and fall, the best player on the team has been Terrence Shannon. So I know fans like, well, you know, this, that, he shot that one that was wild off the backboard, whatever. But I'm telling you right now, guys, he's been the best player. He was the best player in the Kansas scrimmage with 28 points. So he's really good. So don't take any don't take too much out of this performance. He's gonna be a stud.
It's called strategy, Brad. These guys decided they're gonna get their bad shooting out in the exhibition game so that they don't have to worry about it during the regular season. So
strategery.
Yeah. Yes. So an excellent game. You know, obviously we hope for the best for Luke Goody. Went through surgery today. The analysts on TV said that it was successful. I don't know what their sourcing was, But, you know, obviously Illini fans are pulling.
I think it was Luke's Twitter.
Yeah, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was. There were some moments that I was really thinking that, anyway, that was it. That was interesting coupling there on the announcing.
Yeah.
So maybe being live at the game, you guys maybe didn't miss as much as what you thought. Any final thoughts as we move forward? Obviously, huge game for the football team tomorrow. But as we kind of close the book on this, maybe Ked, you can start off with your final thoughts and give us some idea on some of the recruits that were there tonight, and then Brad can kind of close it up for us.
Well, the one thing I really and truly want to see out of everything is next week. I really want to see when they play Eastern. I want to see improvement. I really and truly do. I want to see them, you know, much more relaxed. I want to see them fight on the ball screens and not make those silly mistakes. And I know Brad is, you know, he's a he's very, very particular about, you know, some of the mistakes that they were making, because, you know, if you don't make free throws, you know, as he once told us, those are turnovers. And that gives another team the chance to hang around, and it also gave Quincy a chance to hang around the first half. Just mixed messages with the recruits, because, you know, I was told earlier that Ron Chamberlain was going to be there, Chris Rydell was going to be there, and Coleman Serta was there. I mean, and then, you know, the one-time commit, who's still committed, I don't want to confuse the fans, he is still committed to the University of Illinois. But those guys were supposed to be there, and I know Brad found out some of the other guys weren't, but they weren't really talking to tonight. I think they wanted to be at the game and watch the game, and they were really in tune to it, especially Zachary. I think he was really, really nervous about breaking any kind of rules, but I want the fans to know that what I mean, interviewing a kid, a recruit, whether it's official or non-official, is perfectly legal. Years ago, it wasn't. Now it is, and I have emails from the university stating that it's okay. So don't panic. There was no rules broken on kids' part.
Well, that's good. Brad, besides the fact that we're happy Ked didn't break any rules, any closing thoughts or any recruiting updates on your side?
Yeah, Zachary Perrin was there. Really engrossed watching the game. He's the kid from France who was committed to Illinois, now at Sunrise Christian. He's planning on, you know, coming here in December and being enrolled in January. So we'll see how that plays out. That's his goal. Chris Rydell out of Kenwood is a 6'5", 6'6", four wing. He was there. He plays for the McIrvin Fire. He's an athletic kid, crazy motor.
Yes.
Really fun kid to watch play. And then Cole Serta is probably the best shooter in Illinois in 2024. One of the best shooters in the country. Plays the Illinois Wolves out of Bloomington, Illinois. Illinois watched him this week, and he lit it up in front of Jeff Alexander and Brad Underwood the other day. Just had a great open gym session, and now, you know, obviously that he's been offered by Northwestern, so you know, there's kind of some Big Ten. So he has a sort of a Power 5 offer there. So we'll see. and then tomorrow. So is that bad? So yeah. No, anyway. And then Ronald Chambers is a 6'1 guard out of North Lawndale. He will be there tomorrow for their practice. I think it's around 1 o'clock tomorrow. He'll be down for an unofficial tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Coach is getting practice over with before the football game, so the guys can at least cheer him on via TV. But it's really I thought it was a very positive night, and you know, it's not often that we've seen in the last few years the Illini scoring 32 points off of turnovers, pushing the ball up and down the court. That was fun to watch. So I think it certainly gives some good hope for the upcoming season. So with that, folks, we are going to call it an evening. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, remember, when we talk about recruiting, I've got the two guys on this podcast who know more about Illini recruiting than anybody, period. End of sentence. There's no other person on there. It's just Brad and Ked. That's the way it works. So IlliniGuys.com is where they share their information. Sometimes they have information, you know, rumors and things that maybe we can't always get total confirmation for. That's why you join IlliniGuys.com, because you get that info in the message boards. And that's where you can talk to them, ask them clarifying questions. They can give you as much knowledge as they are able to based on the sourcing. But IlliniGuys.com, $99 a year. It's not that much, especially when you think how much time you're going to be spending there with top 25 teams in both sports. So well worth it. Please go ahead and do it. You get 7 days to kick the tires. Additionally, the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular is out there. It's a two-hour weekly Illini-centric show. We don't talk about LeBron. We don't talk about the Yankees and Red Sox. We just talk about stuff that Illinois sports fans would like to hear. So it is a great show. Go to IlliniGuys.com, hit the radio button, and then look for it. You will find where we're on, what day, either Friday or Saturday, and what time. You can tune in. It gets you all ready for the games on the weekend. And then when we are done at noon, we release the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular podcast, and you can get it up at, you can get it on about 18 different podcast purveyors. So it is out there everywhere. So please take a look at that as well. And of course, finally, Ked has his own podcast, Ked's Recruiting Roundup. He gets some of the best of the athletes out there, talks to them about what it's like to be recruited, how they make their decisions. So Sabor Kareem, recent Illini commit on the football side, who's the first person to get the interview? Oh, that's Ked. That's just the way it goes. And, of course, we have Sturdy for 30. That's Brad's. That's basically the podcast that kind of started it all for our podcast. You can get that out there as basketball season cranks up. Mr. Sturdy gets a ton of fantastic guests because he knows all the ex-Illini, all the old Illini, and he knows, of course, people across the country who cover other teams to give you the inside scoop on Illini opponents. With that, I'm Illini Guy Mike Kegley, thanking everybody for tuning in to hear Illini Guy Brad Sturdy and Illini Guy Director of Recruiting Kedrick Prince. Go Illini, and we will have a podcast tomorrow that will recap what we hope is a victory at Nebraska. ILL.
INI.
INI.
There we are. Bye-bye.